If you've been uptown this week, you've seen them. People selling buttons, pins, t-shirts, programs, flags, you name it, all with some kind of logo featuring President Obama, the DNC, Charlotte, or even something off the wall. Kiara Thompson is one of the hustlers.
I'm just selling buttons right now. That's pretty much it. You can buy four or get one free, or you can get one for $5. It's just Obama buttons.
Would you describe some of them to me?
Some of them say Obama 2012. One says, once you vote black, you never go back.
She says that's one of the most popular ones. She lives in Charlotte and has a two-month-old at home. Her mom and dad are babysitting this week so she can make a quick buck. Or a lot of bucks. She says she made $40 her first 10 minutes, and here's what she's expecting to bring in.
Right now, probably about $4,000 within the week.
You think you're going to make $4,000 this week?
Mm-hmm. I'll be here day and night, just in 10 minutes making $40. I mean, do the math.
That kind of opportunity drew people from out of town, too. Daniel Robertson is from High Point. He and a crew of about 15 guys have been selling programs day and night in Uptown.
We have the official program here, which tells about the events that are happening this week, and it also gives you a little information about Obama, his family.
What makes them official? Okay, it's one of those kind of things. Robertson says a friend of his made them. They cost $5, and he's hoping to make about $1,000 this week. Another hustler is Leslie Ware. She lives in Charlotte and set up a booth at Carolina Fest to sell shirts, lanyards, and bags. But the thing she said was selling like hotcakes was a white t-shirt with the Charlotte skyline on top of the words, Run DNC. Her nephew and niece came up with the idea.
They thought Run DNC would be a great play on the rap group Run DMC. And it's the perfect number of letters, 3 and 3 on the top, 3 on the bottom. And then the Charlotte skyline just to represent the Charlotte.
When I saw her in the morning, the shirts were in stacks more than a foot tall. And then when I swung by in the afternoon, a few of those stacks were almost gone. Ware says the t-shirts were a hit.
I can't tell you how many people have come by and taken pictures, and we've had a couple people that have tweeted it and got feedback from folks they got tweets from.
Ware says she may use the money she makes off the shirts as capital for her budding real estate business. But she's having so much fun selling them, she says she may ditch real estate and stick with this kind of retail. In front of the Charlotte Convention Center, Claudia Blakemore set up her own little shop. She drove all the way here from Houston.
I have caps, and I have buttons. I also have some commemorative things from the inauguration. Coins, pens, tote bags. And flags.
But Blakemore isn't really here to make money.
Just really trying to recoup my expenses for coming to the convention and traveling over because I'm kind of on vacation, you know. So if I can do that, I'm fine.
She's just selling souvenirs to fund her trip. She says in 2008, she drove all over the place doing this, debates, the Democratic convention, and the inauguration. And every time, she says her sales at least covered the cost of her trips. She's never come up short. She says she stumbled into funding vacations this way.
First I was a volunteer, then I tried to go as a delegate, and then people wanted t-shirts, so I said, well, I'll get a few shirts. And then it just kind of mushroomed from there. Everybody wanted shirts. I said, hey, wait a minute. This looks good. So I got 500 shirts that I sold them all, you know, so it just kept going like that.
She says most of the stuff she brought to Charlotte is left over from back then, and she sees the DNC as her last big chance to sell her way to a free trip. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.